Hello, and welcome to Passionate AI News. In today's episode, we have major news from X's AI chatbot, Anthropic, OpenAI, ChatGPT, Gemini, and Google Assistant. X, formerly Twitter, is testing a free version of its AI chatbot Grok in select regions, potentially broadening access beyond premium subscribers. The trial, confirmed in New Zealand, includes usage limits for different Grok models and image analysis features. To use the free version, accounts must meet specific criteria. This move by xAI, Elon Musk's AI company, could be aimed at growing Grok's user base and accelerating feedback for product improvement. The expansion comes as xAI reportedly seeks significant funding, positioning Grok to compete with established AI models like ChatGPT and Gemini. Anthropic has introduced Claude 3.5 Haiku, a more sophisticated AI model that reportedly outperforms its flagship Claude 3 Opus in various benchmarks. The new model comes with substantially higher pricing, charging more per token than its predecessor. While offering improved capabilities and longer text responses, it temporarily lacks image analysis features. Despite the price increase, it remains more cost-effective than Opus while delivering comparable or superior performance. The company justified the pricing adjustment based on the model's unexpected benchmark results and enhanced capabilities. The previous version remains available for users who need image processing functionality. A New York federal court has rejected Raw Story and Alternet's copyright lawsuit against OpenAI, marking a significant development in AI-related copyright disputes. The case centered on allegations that OpenAI violated copyright laws by using scraped news content for AI training without preserving copyright management information. Judge McMahon dismissed the case, citing the plaintiff's inability to demonstrate concrete harm and the complex nature of AI content generation, which synthesizes rather than replicates information. The ruling highlights the challenges content creators face in protecting their work, while suggesting that traditional copyright laws may need adaptation for the AI era. The decision could influence similar pending cases, including the New York Times lawsuit against OpenAI. OpenAI is reportedly facing challenges in achieving significant improvements with its next flagship AI model, codenamed Orion. Internal testing has revealed that while Orion outperforms existing models, the performance gap is narrower than previous generational leaps. This potential slowdown in AI advancement has prompted OpenAI to form a dedicated team to explore innovative strategies for continued model enhancement. These strategies may include using AI-generated synthetic data for training and refining models during post-training processes. The company is grappling with the limited availability of new training data, which is crucial for substantial AI improvements. OpenAI has not confirmed plans to release Orion this year. Another one from OpenAI, Vice President of Research and Safety, Lillian Wang, has announced her departure after 7 years with the company. Her exit adds to a significant wave of departures among safety researchers and executives from OpenAI, raising questions about the company's commitment to AI safety versus commercial development. Wang, who led the safety systems team and helped build it to include dozens of experts, leaves behind a legacy of breakthrough safety research and technical safeguards. While OpenAI assures a smooth transition, this departure follows several high-profile exits, including key members of the Super Alignment team and other senior executives, with many joining competitors or starting new ventures. During the recent election, AI chatbots and platforms played a notable role in voters' information-seeking behavior. OpenAI's ChatGPT directed approximately 2 million users to trusted news sources when asked about election-related topics. The platform also guided a million users to canavote.org for voting information and rejected numerous requests to generate candidate images. Perplexity, an AI search engine, saw significant traffic to its election information hub. While traditional news outlets still dominated, the AI industry demonstrated its growing influence in election information dissemination. The relatively smooth election process allowed AI platforms to avoid major controversies, potentially setting a precedent for future electoral events. Google is rolling out a significant upgrade to Gemini through its new utilities extension, enabling direct control over Android devices and applications. This update eliminates the need to rely on Google Assistant for basic device functions, allowing Gemini to handle tasks such as setting alarms, capturing photos, managing media playback, and accessing device settings. While this advancement represents a major step toward Gemini becoming a comprehensive virtual assistant, it's worth noting that these capabilities won't extend to Gemini Live, the platform's voice-controlled version, which maintains its existing limitations in device interaction. Follow Passionate Agency for more news like this.